agreed.
Realized.
He realized.
This is a very, very great job.
This is a very, very great job.
It's not an easy thing.
It is not an easy thing.
All the associates
were overwhelmed
by the separation. So he was in anxiety. How am I going to do this?
So he was in anxiety. How he would do this?
He couldn't sleep that night.
And he couldn't sleep that night. And then the Lord appeared to him and said,
"Don't worry. It's my desire.
It is my desire.
It will happen."
So then he was pacified.
So the next day,
he set out.
He went from the south
and worked his way up. So now his friend Shyamananda Pandit,
he was invited. And then the senior-most devotee of Lord Chaitanya.
And then the senior-most devotee of Lord Chaitanya. The consort of Lord Nityananda. Janava Devi.
He requested her
to please come.
She wasn't going anywhere.
But on the request of Srinivas Acharya,
she agreed to go. So like this,
he went out and he invited the sons of Advaita Gosai.
Achyutananda
and
two other sons.
And two other sons. They agreed to come.
He went to Navadvip.
And whatever associates were there,
he also invited them. Like this.
He went up and along the way.
Invited all the devotees to come. He was the crown prince.
Because Narottam Das Thakur, he was the crown prince.
But he abnegated his throne. He said that he just wanted to be a Vaishnava. So the family requested, alright. But please establish yourself, your ashram, nearby.
But please establish your ashram nearby.
So Keturi was within the kingdom of his ancestors.
So Keturi was within the kingdom of his ancestors.
So his cousin who became the king.
So his cousin who became the king,
he arranged
a big boat
across the associates, across the Padma River,
to take the associates across the Padma River.
And then from the other side, he had a king arranged palanquins.
And from the other side, he had the king arrange palanquins
for all the Vaishnavas.
There was sandalwood pulp, flower garlands.
The whole throng was eager to receive all these great devotees.
The whole town was very eager to receive all these great devotees.
They swept
the dham.
They decorated
the door fronts.
They put sugarcane stalks.
They put sugarcane stalks.
Mango leaves. Whole water pots.
Whole water pots. All auspicious items.
And the whole town was in the mood
that they just wanted to serve the Vaishnavas.
So the Vaishnavas started to assemble. And they carried to the ashram of Chandragam.
And they were carried to their ashrams in Keturi Gam.
So thousands of devotees had assembled.
Radha Krishna deities, Nithai Gaur deities.
I think there were six deities in total. Two Radha Krishna. Two pairs. And one Lord Chaitanya. One Nityananda.
So Srinivas Acharya
took the blessings from Janava Devi.
So Srinivas Acharya, he took the blessings from Janava Devi
to perform
the Abhishek.
Narottam Das led the kirtan. And all the devotees were chanting. So Srinivas was doing the Abhishek.
And then Narottam started to sing in great separation.
It seemed like the devotees were swimming in ghee.
It seemed like the devotees were swimming in ghee.
They moved in slow motion.
They moved in slow motion.
Thank you. one time was getting more and more sweet, more thick.
And the kirtan was getting more and more sweet, more thick.
And the devotees were getting more and more overwhelmed with ecstasy.
And the devotees were getting more and more overwhelmed with ecstasy.
And it was getting more intense.
And it was getting more intense.
And more intense.
And more intense.
And so intense.
And so intense.
Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya,
Nityananda,
Advaita, Gadadhar,
Srivas,
Adi
Gaur Bhakta Vrinda,
they
appeared there.
The devotees from Vrindavan, from Radhavadip,
devotees from Vrindavan, from Navadvip,
from
Puri,
they
were all together.
Although in their lifetimes, they were never together.
Although in their lifetime, they were never together. But in this kirtan,
everyone
was together.
And
the devotees, they were so ecstatic
to see Lord Chaitanya and all their associates.
To see Lord Chaitanya and all their associates.
The kirtan exploded.
The kirtan exploded. So Narottam, he led a very lively kirtan.
He was so happy.
He was so happy.
Everybody was so blissful.
Everybody was so blissful. To see Lord Chaitanya.
To see him there.
To see him there.
And he was chanting and dancing.
And he was chanting and dancing.
So amongst them were all his associates.
So most of them were all his associates.
Amongst them, they were all the associates.
They were all the associates. Although some had never seen the Lord.
Now everybody
had the chance
to see the Lord
and to dance in kirtan
with him.
Kirtan went on for one day of Brahma.
But by our calculation,
it didn't take that long. Krishna is the master of time.
So he can make time unlimited if he wants to.
So he can make time unlimited if he wants to.
And then after some time, he and all his associates
disappeared.
And then everybody was completely overwhelmed.
And then everybody was completely overwhelmed. They fell to the ground. And started crying. They felt so much separation. And then Janava Devi, she gave an order.
Chant Hare Krishna. So again
Narottam started chanting.
And everybody got reinvigorated. Acharya.
And then Srinivas Acharya, he continued with the Abhishek.
And then he did the Arati.
For the deities.
He installed the deities according to the samskaras.
He installed the deities according to the samskaras.
And somehow those deities were also blessing.
And somehow those deities were also blessing
all the devotees present.
All the devotees present.
So intense moment.
So this was a very, very intense moment.
It is not possible to actually describe. Because how can we describe?
Because how can we describe
what the associates, what the acharyas,
what the associates, what the acharyas
felt at that time. We can just imagine. But our imagination will not be sufficient. How the Lord
was so merciful
that he appeared
to all the devotees present.
I was always hoping one day
in our Gaur Purnima festival
we can have a moment like that. How many would like that?
Jago.
Not at night.
Line by line.
He wants to sleep.
Jago is normally sung early in the morning.
To wake up.
The conditioned souls.
But this is also a figurative.
Is also a figurative.
To wake us up.
To awaken us up.
To our spiritual reality. And there is some secret in this kirtan.
Jago.
गुराचार्य बोले जीव जागो गुराचार्य बोले कत निद्र शचीर कोने कतो निद्रा जा माया शचीर कोने भजिबो बलिया
Lord Chaitanya is calling.
Here Lord Chaitanya is calling.
How long will you stay asleep on the lap of the witch Maya?
How long will you stay asleep on the lap of the witch Maya?
Because we think we're the body.
Because we think we are the body.
And as soon as we think we're the body,
and as soon as we think that we are the body,
in order to enjoy sense gratification,
in order to enjoy sense gratification,
we also
set up ourselves
to suffer. Suffer through the senses.
Suffer through the senses.
So, the senses not only give us enjoyment.
So the senses not only give us enjoyment.
They also give us enjoyment, unworthy, and adivic suffering.
And so they also give us adhyatmic, adidevic and adibhautik suffering.
We get
pain from our own bodies.
Due to some disease, fever or something. Or we get suffering from some other living entity.
Or we get suffering from some other living entity.
Some crazy guy
may try to hit us.
Or mosquito bites us.
Or mosquito bites us. Did that ever happen to you?
Or dog bites you.
Or dog bites you.
Etc. That's Adi Bhauta.
So that's Adi Bhauta.
And then there is Adi Daiva.
Then there is Adi Daiva.
That's excessive heat.
Excessive heat.
Excessive cold.
Excessive cold.
Earthquake.
Earthquake.
Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Volcano erupting. All kinds of natural calamities. In Peru.
In Peru.
They have a thing called Waco.
Because there in some parts of Peru
it hardly rains. So if it rains, there will be mudslide. And the mudslide picks up momentum. Wipes away houses. Goes down the hill. And everything in the path.
Is destroyed.
That's called Waco. So I was in Kuwait.
There it rained.
And it never rains.
It never rains.
Yes, it's a desert.
Because it's a desert.
But it rained.
But it rained.
And as a result.
And as a result.
3-4 feet of water.
There was 3-4 feet of water.
And everybody's car was stuck.
And everybody's car was stuck.
And we missed our flight.
And we missed our flight.
And we didn't know what to do.
And we didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
No one knew what to do.
Because there are no drains.
Because there are no drains.
And it never rains.
Because it never rains.
So, as soon as we think we're the body.
So as soon as we think that we are the body.
We can enjoy.
We can enjoy.
And we can also suffer.
We can also suffer.
সংসার বিতারে ভজিব বলিয়া সে সংসার বিতারে ভুলিয়ার কিলে তুমি অবিতার ভরে ভুলিয়ার ले तुम्हें अभिदार भरे
Lord Chaitanya is saying
Lord Chaitanya is saying
I am entering into the material world of birth and death
I have entered into the material world of birth and death.
But you are sleeping here.
But you are sleeping here.
You are an illusion.
You are an illusion.
And
I'm wondering
when will you wake up?
When will you wake up?
When will you wake up from this illusion?
When will you wake up from this illusion? I have come
to engage you, in devotional service.
In devotional service.
But you're sleeping.
But you're sleeping.
So when you wake up and take this mercy.
So why don't you wake up and take this mercy?
তোমারে লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার তোমারে লইতে আমি হইনু অবতার আমি বিনা বন্ধুয়া আছে
Lord Chaitanya said that he came as an avatar.
He descended from the spiritual world.
He descended from the spiritual world
to take us.
To take us
back to home.
Back to home.
So who is a better friend?
So who is a better friend?
He comes to take us.
He comes to take us.
Back to the spiritual world.
Back to the spiritual world.
We can engage in the loving service.
Where we can engage in the loving service.
Of Lord Radha and Krishna.
Of Lord Radha and Krishna.
The नसीबार लागी एने औषधि माया नसीबार लागी हरि नाम महामंत्र लो तुमि मागी हरि नाम महामंत्र लो तुमि मागी।
Lord Chaitanya describes
how he has the medicine,
how he has the medicine
to cure the disease of Kali,
to cure the disease of Kali,
to cure the disease of material illusion,
to cure the disease of material illusion.
Everybody is bound to die.
Everybody is bound to die.
And those who die are bound to take rebirth.
And those who die are bound to take rebirth.
So we all have terminal disease.
So we all have terminal disease.
But Lord Chaitanya, he has the medicine.
He has the medicine.
And by taking that medicine,
we
can cure the disease.
We can cure the disease.
So I was saying how in one of my seminars.
How we are at war.
Really? Our war is against this disease.
Our war is against this disease.
We are simply trying to give out medicine.
But
people are so much in illusion. They think I don't need the medicine. But everybody will die. And they are trying to tell them, take the medicine, it will save you.
And we tell them, please take this medicine, it will save you.
But there's so much illusion.
They don't take it.
Lord Chaitanya is saying that wait for this medicine. Wait for the Harinam. The Harinam Sankirtan is the medicine.
So Lord Chaitanya is saying, beg for this medicine, beg for this Harinam. This Sankirtan is the medicine.
Bhakti binada Prabhu charane pariya. Bhakti binada Prabhu charane সেই ঘরি নাম মন্ত্র লইল মাগিয়া সেই ঘরি নাম মন্ত্র লইল মাগিয়া দেব জাগো দেব জাগো
So Bhakti Vinod Thakur,
he said, I fell at the lotus feet of the Lord.
So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that I fall at the lotus feet of the Lord
and I beg to get more medicine.
I beg to get the medicine.
The Harinam Kirtan.
The Harinam Kirtan.
I got it.
And I got it.
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 Bhaktivinoda Thakur,
in these words, he said, I fell at the feet of the Lord.
He says that I fell at the feet of the Lord.
I begged for the medicine.
I begged for the medicine.
Got it.
And I got it.
So that's all we need to do.
That's what we need to do.
We fall at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
We fall at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet.
We fall at Panchatattva's lotus feet.
We fall at Panchatattva's lotus feet.
We beg for the medicine.
And we beg for the medicine.
We beg for the Harinam.
We beg for the Harinam.
And by their mercy.
And by their mercy.
We can get it.
We can get it.
Sing that last verse again.
Sing that last verse again.
भक्ति बिना प्रभु चरणे परिया भक्ति बिना प्रभु चरणे परिया श्री हरि नाम मंत्र
at the Lord's lotus feet.
And he begged for the Harinam.
And he begged him for Harinam.
And he got it.
And he got it.
So I think that sums it all up.
So I think that sums it all up.
We need to beg the Lord.
We need to beg the Lord
for this transcendental medicine.
For this transcendental medicine.
For the Harinam.
The Harinam.
And by the Lord's mercy,
and by the Lord's mercy,
we can get it. Haribo.
Haribo.
Two questions.
There's an online question. Pranam Maharaj.
Pranam.
I have a five question about five Pandavas.
What?
It says, I have a five question about five Pandavas. Are they in Goloka or Swargaloka? There's only one question.
I didn't talk about, as a question that we talked about tonight.
You can ask a question that we talked about tonight.
I don't want to distract people.
I don't want to distract people.
From the great subjects we talked about tonight.
From the great subjects that we talked about tonight.
The first Gaur Purnima festival.
The first Gaur Purnima festival.
And the medicine of the Harinam.
And the medicine of the Harinam.
So where did Pandavas come?
So where did Pandavas come?
Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, so when did the first Gaur Purnim take place? How long after Lord Chaitanya left did this big festival happen?
I don't know the exact date.
But it wasn't too long after.
But it wasn't too long after.
Because Navadevi and some of the original associates.
Because Jahanavadevi and some of the original associates
were still present.
Were still present.
Guru Maharaj.
Maybe Advaita Gosai, because he lived 25 years after Lord Chaitanya.
So it was probably just after he left.
Probably it was just after he left.
Krishna dear Maharaj, the North Prana. Sometimes I felt that Harinam is really working on me and I am really get blissful from Harinam, but sometimes not get chance or mind not want to chant Harinam, and various way he wants to go away from Krishna consciousness. So what will be the process to always be in Krishna consciousness?
Sometimes he feels bliss chanting Hare Krishna, but other times his mind gets distracted and he doesn't feel so happy. Or what is distracted, he's distracted. So what is the process to?
So you're advancing in Krishna consciousness.
So you're advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
That stage is called Anartha Nivritti.
That stage is called Anartha Nivritti.
It means that sometimes one feels enthusiastic.
It means sometimes one feels enthusiastic.
And sometimes not so enthusiastic.
And sometimes not so enthusiastic.
So there are a number of anarthas.
So a number of anarthas.
And
what you just described is one of them.
So you stuck out with
it. So you stuck out with it.
With Sangha.
With Shraddha.
Then Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha.
Then Vajna Kriya.
Then Vajna Kriya.
Anartha Nivritti.
Anartha Nivritti.
And then Nishtha.
Nishtha.
And Ruchi.
And Ruchi.
Asakti.
Asakti.
Bhava.
Bhava.
So we are halfway in Bhava.
So maybe you are halfway in Bhava.
Halfway to Bhava.
Maybe you are halfway to Bhava.
So when you get over this Anartha Nivritti.
So when you get over this Anartha Nivritti.
And be fixed in devotional service.
You will be fixed in devotional service.
And then you get a taste.
And you will get a taste.
All the time.
All the time.
Not just sometimes.
Not just sometimes.
And then you will get attached to that taste.
And you will get attached to that taste.
And then you will become ecstatic.
You will become ecstatic.
And manifest ecstatic love of Krishna.
And manifest ecstatic love of Krishna. So thank you all very much.
Hare Krishna. Sri Srimad Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Ki.